Thameside Radio. Thameside Radio.
Just little clap.
Center.
A scream.
A shout.
New York is on its way to love.
Walk tall, walk straight, spit the world right in the eye. The stronger the wood, the straighter the arrow.
Do you ever have difficulty finding a radio station playing music?
Oh yeah.
Then here's a tip. Tune to Thameside Radio on 90.2 MHz VHF.
We don't care if the sun don't shine. We'll keep on broadcasting all the
Good evening and welcome to 90.2 MHz VHF, the home of Thameside Radio. We wish to apologise to listeners for a temporary break in transmission during last week's programme. This was due to heavy local interference. However, you may be pleased to hear that we are back on the air this week as usual.
Yes, and a very good evening to you and welcome to Thameside Radio. Well, we've managed to get 1 minute out so far. I hope that we'll get a lot more out before the 3 hours are up. Yeah, last week, actually, if you're listening, we had to go off early, not due to our fault, but because the authorities decided to whip our transmitter. The Rutters, they got it! And we'll give full details of how they whipped it and how we're back on the air and things like that later on. So if you want to hear all about why we went off early last week, keep tuned and I'll fill you in with all the details. Later on, we have part two of Norman, the most boring man in the world. And also, Tony Lloyd will be playing the part one of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, a new LP that is out that is absolutely fantastic and totally mind-blowing. All that and a whole lot more in the next 3 hours. That's if we manage to get 3 hours out this week. We start off with The Buggles and The Plastic Age.
Thank you.
Thameside.
World's largest LP to be released.
And now on Thameside, the latest music news.
We've had coloured vinyl, oddly shaped records, even smelly records. And now comes the latest gimmick. It's the world's largest record, a 10,000 limited edition of the Fabulous Poodles' third album, Think Pink, in a giant sleeve measuring 24 times 24 inches, or four times the normal size of a normal LP cover.
Thameside Radio.
And we've managed to get out 7 minutes so far of the programme. I think it adds a new dimension, really, doesn't it? Waiting for the transmitter to be pinched each week. I wonder how many records we'll be able to play this week. We did quite well last week. 2 hours, 40 minutes. We'll see how well we do this week. Anthony Osterwell of Wembley Park wrote in. He said, could you please play either Planet Care, Claire, by the B-52s, or something else that I'm not playing, for John, Adrian and Andrew. My pleasure. Ah, it ends like that, does it? The B-52s and Planet Claire. I took up squash earlier today, and I regret it already. I'm exhausted. I hardly know which buttons to push. I recommend to everyone not to take up squash. It'll kill you. Richard Morgan of Bromley wrote in, and he says, could you please say hello to Jim in Twickenham and his wife, who's just had a baby girl? Well, certainly. And in a second, I'll play for that young lady, Lady by Supertramp.
Listen to Uncle Tony, listen to Uncle Bob. They play such lovely music on each and every prog. They play such beautiful records from 7 until 10. And when the show is over, they will come back next week and they'll do it over and over again. Yeah.
Yes, we at Thameside provide a better class of music for your more sophisticated log holes. So listen in from 7 until 10 each week. Bye, words.
Just who you are, and you know that there's something between us.
Supertramp and Lady from the album Crisis, What Crisis? Of course, it was released as a single as well, but that's pinched off the LP. Well, we've managed to get out 18 minutes so far. It's getting really exciting. We're doing quite well. I think 18 minutes isn't too bad. Let's see if we can get out... I'm worried about the first 2 hours, actually, because after that, Tony takes over, and personally, I don't really care. Except for the fact that he's going to be playing part one of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which is really good, actually. I'll play you a little excerpt later on as a foretaste so you can hear what it's all about. It's really good. Stay tuned for that. Right, time for a competition. And on the other end line, we have Steve Petherich of Hayes. Hello there, Steve.
Hi, Bob and everyone else.
Okay, hi to the world. Welcome to the programme, then. You know what you've got to do? We've got to play you a mystery voice. It's been going for a few weeks now, so you'll get a few singles if you actually work out who it is. So take a listen.
Because the American company wouldn't put out an EP because it was their machinery is too fixed. In England, it's much easier to do things like that, you know.
Okay, Steve, any ideas at all?
Not really. Got a lot of ideas struck me while I was thinking.
Yeah.
EPs is either a clue or not a clue. Is it Bowie, perhaps?
Good try. It's something a bit like Bowie, really, so it came out around the same area, but I'm afraid you're wrong there. Never mind. What do you think of the authorities pinching our transmitter?
I think it's disgusting. I wish they'd give it back.
Right. Well, they won't, you know. They don't do things like that.
What do they do with them? They've got a great room full of them, I suppose.
They take them to bits and sell them. The rotters. Any dedications you like, Steve?
Yeah, I've got a fair list here.
Right.
Here we go.
Okay.
This is hi to Alex, Mark, Ben, I hope the press is clean, otherwise Alex will skin you. Tim, Tom, Aidan, you can have short stories when I finish with it. Bamba, Eric, the other lumps, Ian, my brother again, Leon, Paul, Roger, Tads, keep up the revision. Martin, JC, Mr. Henry, please, your voice won't get better soon, I hope it doesn't, because he's nasty. everyone else at Laddie Rubber School. About to embark on mocks, yuck.
Oh dear.
4X, if they're not in bed, and anyone else, and RFL, Telstar, get well soon.
Okay, well, I think that's just about included the whole world. Thanks a lot then, Steve, and best of luck with those mocks.
Okay,
I sympathise with you. Right, and I'll add some dedications here from Mark Bramley of Bromley, and he wants a mention for all the Queen fans and to the person who told my friend it wouldn't be out until summer. I wonder what wouldn't be out until summer. Is somebody pregnant, I ask myself. Actually, I think he's referring to the latest Queen single, which is out right now. And has played a new release spot last week, and it was the one that got the most votes, so it gets played this week.
It started off so well. Said we made a perfect pair. How I loved you, how I cried. Years of care and loyalty were nothing but a sham, it seemed. Years belie within the lie. I love you.
Queen's latest one called Save Me, and that was the most popular one out of the new releases that I played last week. If you want to hear this week's new releases, listen in at about 10 minutes to 9 o'clock. I'll play them then. Actually, Steve on the phone, I was talking to him just before he went on air during the record before, and he is saying that he really likes the new saga by, called Norman. Well, I'm not sure called. It's by Dave anyway, and it's about Norman, who's such an incredibly boring character, you just won't believe it. So if you didn't hear that last week, tune in later on for this week's episode. Actually, talking about boring people, it reminds me of a certain group of people, which I won't have to explain, I think. Got a dedication here from Jeff Eagles of East 10 from Walthamstow. He says, could you dedicate a Beatles record to those members of the Walthamstow Swimming Club who introduced me to the station? And that was Martin and Andy. So well done, Martin and Andy. Here we have a real oldie from the Beatles, I'm a Walrus. The Beatles and I'm a Walrus. This is Thameside on 90.2 MHz VHF, and we've just about got our first half hour out. Time to look at competitions from last week and pick out the winner. And it's in fact Dave Knight of Bittassy Road, London, North West 7, roughly. And the answer was the Beatles. I've almost forgotten what the question is now, but I remember. It was the most number one hits in a row, consecutively, that any group has had in England. And, of course, it's the Beatles, and when you think about it, it's pretty obvious, really, wasn't it? But not everyone got that. They thought it was other people. But quite a few people also did it right. And the one who was picked out was Dave Knight. So well done, Dave. You got yourself a Thameside Radio bumper pack. If you'd like one of them, take a listen to this.
Thameside Radio.
It's half past the hour and time for this week's writing competition.
90.2 MHz VHF.
And this week's competition is in a very similar vein. This time I want to know who has had the most number of top 10 hits without having a number one. Who has had the most number of top 10 hits without having a number one hit? And for all those who think it's The Who, because they had 12 such things, it's not. Somebody has beaten them by one. And it's a really old person, actually, who... Well, it's what you've heard of, but you certainly won't know his music. So you'll have to dig up into the archives to find out the answer to that one. Who's had the most number of top 10 hits without a number one?
Thameside Radio.
Send your answers to Thameside Radio, number one, Grosvenor Parade, London, West 5. Dave Knight, who won, wanted this read out, says, congratulations on excellent, revolutionary, way ahead of its time radio station. You can see why he won now. Sunday would be dull without its action-packed 3 hours. Please say hello to Chris Hall and all the other slaves at Moat Mount School, and please play the Specials' new single.
Too much, too young. You don't too much. Much too young, you're married with a kid when you could be having fun with it.
Specials' new single. Right, well, in Tony's programme, he's going to be playing part one of a four-part series of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Now, I don't know if you ever listen to Radio 4. Most people don't, you know, but occasionally when there's something really good on, they do, and The Hitchhiker's Guide is something that really is good. And if you haven't heard about it, I think most people have, though. Here's a little excerpt of something that will be played in, not this week, but the week after, because this is from the second episode.
And news reports brought to you here on the Sub-Ether Waveband, broadcasting around the galaxy, around the clock.
And we'll be saying a big hello to all intelligent life forms everywhere. And to everyone else out there, the secret is to bang the rocks together, guys. And of course, the big news story tonight is the sensational theft of the new Improbability Drive prototype ship by none other than Zaphod Beeblebrox. And the question everyone's asking is, has the big Z finally flipped?
Yes, and tune in for more of that later on. It's absolutely mad, isn't it?
Thameside.
News about new Elves single.
And now on Thameside, the latest music news.
Elvis Costello has now resolved his dispute with WEA Records, and he's concluded a deal with WEA and his new company, F-Beat Records. This means that Costello's new single, I Can't Stand Up for Falling Down, has been rescheduled for February the 8th release, with a new album to follow on February the 15th.
90.2 MHz VHF, Thameside Radio.
Another dedication here, this one's from Alex and Chris Child of Carl Shorten, and they want to dedicate a record to the fifth year of Wilson School in Wallington, and they wanted somewhat by Neil Young, as I changed the speed to the correct one. I did it before the record started, so you never noticed, did you? Four Strong Winds.
Think I'll go out to Alberta. Weather's good there in the fall. I got some friends that I could go to work in for. Still I wish you'd change your mind. If I ask you one more time, but we've been through 100 times or more. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high. All those things that don't change, come what may. If the good times are all gone, then I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. If I get there before the snow flies and if things are looking good, you could meet me if I send you down the fair.